Throughout the day on News Talk, we've been talking about the thousands of people who just don't show up for the driving tests. And as a result, they're making it much more difficult for people who are genuinely looking to pass their test. There are calls for the loophole to be closed so people can't continuously book a test and not show up and continue on their provisional licence. Josh Crosby's been looking into the figures. He's with me now. Hi, Josh.
Hiya, Jonathan.
You passed first time, didn't you?
I did. And I showed up. But like, if you look at last year at these figures, there were 8,663 learners who failed to show up for their test. Then this year alone, there are over 3,000 no-shows already. And really, I suppose, look, as you're saying there, each of these no-shows is a missed test that could have gone to someone else. Now, look, naturally, there will be valid reasons why some people can't make it. But there's certainly an assumption out there that some drivers are just purposely booking, not showing up, and then rebooking again. And they can be getting away with this for years. Like, we do know, look, there are lengthy waiting times for people. The RSA is trying to address this. We'll hear from the Road Safety Authority shortly. But these no-shows are obviously, I suppose, affecting and leading into that whole backlog as well. I said I'd go to a testing centre today, Jonathan, to meet with some of those who are preparing to do their tests. Lauren has her test on Wednesday and she's been waiting for over a year.
I was a year and 2 months waiting.
Over a year?
Yeah.
And that must affect, I suppose, the way you go about your business.
Yeah, and like, I have kids and stuff as well, so that was a lot. Like, I had to have my partner to take time off work to help me to drop them here, there and everywhere.
Of course, yeah. Is the test soon?
Wednesday, 9:15.
How are you feeling about it?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. The instructor said, yeah, just do what you've done today and you'll be fine, so hopefully.
And was this the first date you got? Because there's new figures out now today. Some people are not showing up for their test.
This is, yeah, the first. And I was on the cancellation list as well, kind of going on to see if there's any availability. Nothing. And yeah, my first call now this week.
And then I suppose when you hear people not showing up,
so infuriating. I'm like, I'm here waiting, checking my emails constantly, being like, please be now. And I rang them so many times as well, asking like, oh, when am I going to be called? They were like, oh, May, June. They were just kind of weren't sure themselves, but thankfully.
Well, all the best now.
Thank
wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
Hi, I'm Callum. I live in Dublin City Centre. I've been waiting 5 months, so that's kind of usual for people these days, isn't it?
And how are you feeling about it all?
Grand. Like, I've been practicing loads in the car, so hopefully I can get it.
And the waiting times, I suppose, it impacts your daily business, how you go about things. You have to have a fully qualified driver with you.
Yeah, it does. Like, I've just wanted to be able to just drive on my own for ages since I've been started. It's just, I have to get my mum or dad in the car with me. It's just a bit of a pain.
Hopefully today now you have a bit more freedom.
Yeah, hopefully. And then have it for summer. I'm just done the leaving, so it'll be a nice little, like, celebration to have, yeah.
Very good. Is this the first stage you've been given, or...?
Yeah, it's the first time and the first time I've applied for the test as well, so I've not really heard of anyone really not showing up, but sure it is happening, yeah.
Well, all the best for the test.
Cool, thanks so much.
Some of the people outside Tala Driving Test Centre in Dublin earlier today, the Road Safety Authority are tasked with sorting this out. What are they saying about the no-shows, Josh?
Well, Jonathan, I suppose if you look back over the years, the number of no-shows are declining, and the RSA says it has put in measures to try and address this. There's a new self-service booking system for people to go on and see their, I suppose, preferred time and date. There is still work to do, though, when it comes to waiting times, for sure. They have a new action plan that was agreed with the minister back in April. The average waiting time now is 18.4 weeks. They are extending their testing times. They're taking place in the evenings, over bank holidays and weekends. There are more training facilities being used, and they're actually increasing their testers by 50%. So the aim is that by September, the waiting time will be 10 weeks. I spoke to David Martin, who's the media relations at the RSA, about these no-shows, and David says there is strong support for this loophole to be rectified.
It is a source of frustration, no-shows, because the key thing about it is the slot cannot be allocated. You don't know it's a no-show until after the time when somebody physically just doesn't turn up. Look, it is a problem. Last year, no-shows accounted for 3.4% of all driving test bookings. So that's 3.4% of tests that did not take place. We know that there's a backlog, and there has been a backlog this year. So far this year, there's been 3,000 no-shows. So it's 3,000 tests that didn't take place. And we need those slots in order to try and get the waiting times down. Historically, the 3.4% isn't that big. It's actually used to. It was quite significantly larger back in the late teens. In 2019, no-shows accounted for 11% of driving test bookings. However, there is that rump, that 3%, 3.4% that are continuing not to turn up. We don't know the reasons why. There could be very valid reasons for many of these, but we do assume that some of these are people with repeat learner permits who choose not to take the test and instead just keep renewing their learner permits. And that's something that I know the government is very keen to address.
What else has been done to try and prevent this from happening? Or are there any penalties for repeat offenders, if you like, someone who continuously doesn't show up?
Under the current system, people can continue to book the slot. They pay their fee. And it's not reimbursed, clearly. So it's costing them €85. Under the legislation, in order to renew your learner permit, what you have to do is book a test. You don't actually have to do the test. And that's something, it's something of a loophole. And it's a source of frustration for ourselves and the Road Safety Authority and others as well. So look, that is being addressed. We expect that will be addressed. It does require legislation. But in the interim, there isn't an awful lot that we can do about it at the RSA.
Yeah, a little bit of hand-wringing there from David Martin of the RSA. You were talking to drive instructors as well, because they are obviously speaking to people who want to sit the tests, and they have different theories.
Of course, yes, Jonathan. And like all these no-shows, they're wasting time, really. So 3,000 no-shows is over 3,000 hours wasted of testers just sitting there when they could be with someone else. To hear from someone, a driving instructor, who knows the whole process inside out and is meeting with people who are trying to get their licence, I spoke with David Langan, who's the owner of Next Level Driving School. David starts off by telling me some of the reasons he believes people don't show up.
If there's something wrong with the car and they think it's quite minor, they just don't show up. Again, I don't think you're probably going to get rid of no-shows completely, but I also think that it's a waste of 3,000 slots that could easily be given away at short notice. You know, if people knew that they were going to get some money back maybe without losing their full fee, they might be more inclined to tell the RSA that they're not going to show up.
Why do you think people are not showing up? Like, what are some of the reasons?
I think one is for the loophole of the learner permits. They're trying to keep, you know, not having to sit a test because they're just too nervous. They're not ready. I think a lot of people probably aren't ready as well. They get their test and they're still not ready because they've been not driving for 8 months and they've been waiting on that test and they're just not prepared at that final point because they haven't had a chance to get out and drive. Also, I think things on the cars that are being stopped, people are panicked about that and they just don't show up at the last minute because they're afraid.
And the idea of rolling on your provisional license, is this an attractive option for some people?
Yeah, there's lots of people, like some people are 30 years, they just do not want to sit a test, they're just nervous, so they just need to reapply and prove that they've applied for a driving test and then they can get a new learner permit. They can continue that endlessly. Yeah,
slightly separately, there's been a commitment now recently to reduce waiting lists and waiting times. Can you see this being fulfilled? Is it achievable?
The RSA seem to have put a lot of things into play. They're taking on new testers, they're opening new test centres. Is it working? I'm not sure. I don't have the figures. I can't see. Any of my students are still have been waiting 7-8 months. So I haven't seen any crazy reduction.
7-8 months?
Yeah, some 12, some even 12 months.
David Langan from Next Level Driving on text. Darren says, Jonathan, people are waiting so long for their test, their provisional license is running out before they get one. They need to get their own house in order before they punish people, says Darren. And someone else says, do the Garda have information about license holders and the number of provisional licenses out there? If people were fined for no-shows, then they would be polite enough to cancel or stop playing the system. How can any authority be so inefficient? So not a huge amount of support for the RSA there. What else do the figures tell us, Josh, about whether people want stricter enforcement or penalties?
Yeah, so even last month, 643 people applied for a test and they didn't show up on the day. The total number of no-shows this year, as I said, is over 3,000. And all these missed tests have generated a fee of almost €258,000 this year. And look, the RSA has said that there have been improvements made over the years, but like last year there were over 8,800 missed tests. This is double the figure in 2022. The Junior Transport Minister, Sean Canney, was on News Talk earlier and he says there will be changes to coming to the booking system. Geographically then, I suppose, if you look at the different counties by numbers and population, naturally Dublin test centres have the highest no-shows, with Finglas and Talla topping the list. Outside of Dublin then, next was Naas, then Wilton, Dundalk, Dunleary and Navan. To get some thoughts from people who've sat their test to see what they think could be done, I spoke with a few people out and about today. First is Jess, who just passed her theory test before I met her.
It'll be nice to have a little more freedom for trips and things. That'll be cool.
And how's the process been so far? So you did the theory and now you have to try find an instructor and do lessons?
Yes. I'm not sure yet. I passed about an hour ago, so I haven't done it yet. But
one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Yeah. I'm part of the problem. I booked a test for last February, I think it was, and just completely just slipped my mind and missed the test. And by the time that had passed, I just wasn't bothered booking again because it's a 12-month waiting list. I was about 12 months waiting for one. And
so you're one of the no-shows.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And was there any kind of like penalty, or did you get bumped back to the back of the queue, or
just removed from the queue? Like, it was just you just had to reapply, basically.
You haven't reapplied yet?
No.
Did you show up for the first date you were given?
I did show up immediately, yeah. There's a lot of people that are trying to apply for driving tests and just aren't showing up. So I think the best solution is to essentially have like a ticketing system in place. Essentially, you're pushed back to the queue.
There should be some punishment, I think. Financial probably is best. Putting people at the back of a list isn't going to help people who have known habits of not turning up. They have to pay out of their pocket. Financial penalties should apply.
Yeah, well, that definitely would work. People in Dublin sharing their views on the driving test no-shows.